Today's Murli in morning, Baba says, I am not only looking at my children who are in front of me, whom I can see, but I am looking at all the my children in the whole world. Those who are already born and also those who will be born. All double foreigners are children of Avyakt Bap Dada. You samajhte hain na Avyakt Bap Dada? Are children of Avyakt Bap Dada, whereas souls like me are children of Sakar Bap Dada. Brahma Baba used to say that my name is Prajapita Brahma because Prajapita means the one who creates subjects or children. Because I come to this world, take a physical body as medium, and through my mouth, I adopt you as children. In those days, Baba used to say that. But now, 2 days back, we had to write some document, and there the name used was Prajapita Brahma. Whether that would apply up to 18th January 69 or even later on. So one of our brothers suggested that we cannot use Prajapita Brahma after 18th January because that Brahma is now subtle Brahma. I gave my opinion that even now Brahma Baba is producing children. They are being created out of Baba's mouth or through Gyan. So he is Prajapita Brahma even now. So all of you are also children of Prajapita Brahma. So today's Murli Baba has said that I am not only looking at those children who are in front of me or who are in other countries, but also those who will finally be part of the Brahman tree. So Baba can sow the seed now and the children can come later on, just as in the Kalpa tree, the seed gives power to the roots and then it goes on growing automatically. I had the good fortune of being with corporeal Brahma Baba from 1953 when I came in Gyan up to the last day 1969. So I can make good use of my time with you if I can narrate you some of the incidents of Brahma Baba with me. So, which were all giving some sort of lesson or teaching, but in a very normal, natural way. So, I will start with the first occurrence that comes to my mind. Myself, my father, Laukik father and mother, and my younger brother, who was 2 years younger to me, first time in Madhuban Pandav Bhavan, we came in front of Brahma Baba. So, My father was very fond of godly service. He was doing some other service, Laukik also, but very enthusiastic about godly service. So he requested Brahma Baba that am I clearly speaking? Okay? I have bad cold, maybe my nose is irritating some sound. Is it? Huh? That is why I told you in the beginning I will speak in Russian. Nobody agreed. Now the problem has come. Achha, theek hai. Huh? Brahma Baba has helped. Huh? So, my father put his request to Brahma Baba that now the time is very short and he wanted to leave his Laukik job and full time he wanted to be a Brahma Kumar. Brahma Baba advised him that no, you have a Laukik family to support, so you better continue with you both, Laukik job as well as service. My mother's turn came, so Brahma Baba suggested to my father that you send her to some center, although in our own Laukik house also there was a center, but you send her to some other center so that attachment is totally finished. So my father sent her to a pilgrim place called Mathura in India, where Sri Krishna is supposed to have born. There's a pilgrim center. So she went there and remained in that center only up to the last. About 8 years back, she left the body. To my younger brother, who was 2 years younger to me, and studying in college, 12th standard, Baba told him to leave his studies and do godly service full time. And to me, I was a law student and studying chartered accountancy. To me, Baba said, you complete your studies. Now, in retrospect, I feel that Baba knew the future of all of us. My younger brother left his body after 3-4 years. So Baba told him that you leave your studies and do godly service. And in that small period of 4 years, in those times, he did certain very important service. And I was to be in my body up to now. So Baba told me to complete my studies and then do service. You see? Now, I will not go into details of a few important service which my younger brother did. Now next thing that comes to my mind is that when I passed my chartered accountancy, so normally we start practice like a lawyer. We open our own office, start audit work and like that. I think there was one sister in Moscow who was also, I remember, achha. So now, after about a few months of starting my office in Delhi, I happened to come to Madhuban. The first thing Brahma Baba asked me was, have you passed your exam? And very proudly I said, yes, Baba. Then, Actually, the secret of my passing the exam was also that Dadi Prakashmani used to be our teacher in charge at our center in those days. And I used to take drishti from her before going for my exam. Now, then Baba said, what you are doing? So I again very proudly I said, Baba, you know, in Delhi I have opened office in very important business area and my father has got me some clients also. I was about 21 years of age. To young people, you know, in the beginning they don't trust and they give small accounts. But I had started. So Baba smiled and told me to come little closer. So then Baba told me, child, you know, you have to tell some lies in the practice of chartered accountant. You have to change the accounts of people, show profit and all that. It is better that you do some government service. Leave this. Now, Brahma Baba's personality was so powerful and like grandfather to me and telling me, so instantly I decided that I will not go back to my office and look for a job. And it is Brahma Baba's promise that if even once in your life, if you agree to Srimat on some important matter, then whole of your life, Baba will help you in all ways. That is my experience. So I came back, told my younger brother to return the books of account books of my clients, and there was some furniture in my office. Send it to a center. There was a new center. I never went back to my office. And first time in my life, I saw the newspaper for vacancies of chartered accountant. And the first one I cited in the paper, I applied in handwriting, handwritten application I sent. I did not even know that you have to typewrite an application and then send it. But because of Baba's power, I was following Srimad, I got the interview also. So that was in a remote area. There was a hydroelectric dam in India, highest. There was a fertilizer factory to come up. There I got that interview. When I had never gone out of my house up to now, but I went. In the railway train, which was going to that place, in the same compartment there was 8 boys who were also going for the same interview. And they were very smart, talking to each other, chatting, and I was sitting in a corner and watching that if they are going, then I have very little chance that I will qualify. Because their talk and all that was such. Anyhow, we reached that place. I do not know what happened to them. But when my turn came, they asked me questions from the books, which I had forgotten. So they asked me 4 questions, and I said, I don't know, I have forgotten. So they were nodding like this, all the 5 members. The 5th question they asked me was, what salary you will take? Now, I did not know anything about salary, pay scale, increment, nothing. So I said, whatever you will give me. Now, the result was, I was selected and none of them was selected. Because otherwise my qualifications, etc. were very good. When I joined the job, I asked the personnel department, that I had myself seen, they were very smart and good people. How come that none of them has been selected? The company wanted 10 chartered accountants, which was a very big company. So they said that it was the policy of the government, it was a government company, to keep young people and at the minimum of pay scale. Now this was a remote area, only they had acquired land, factory had not come up, a person leaving Delhi for that area, all the boys thought that they will pay more salary, and because nobody will go there, and also some of them were already employed. So they all asked for higher salary. That was not their policy, so I was selected. So I feel Brahma Baba, because he told me, I got that job. Not only it doesn't stop here. After 1 month, because they wanted 10 chartered accountants, they re-advertised the same post with 1.5 times higher salary, so that the minimum goes up. So, because I was already employed, my salary was raised to 1.5 times, naturally. If that was the position in the beginning, I would have been out and they would have been in. So, Baba not only got me the job, but also got my salary raised, despite all those other factors. So, this is one thing. Then also, during the course of our coming to Madhuban, there used to be many such incidents. So I will tell you one or two. One was that my father, Lokesh father, left body. Normally in India, when a person leaves his body, all his dresses are given in charity to some Pandit Brahmin. I thought I am a Brahmin, real Brahmin. So I kept all those dresses and they fitted me very well. 30 dresses I kept. Now, when you come to Madhuban, because I was living in a very remote area, you had to change 2 trains to come here. So, when you come to Madhuban, you immediately wear. So normally on the last day when you leave, so we met Bab Dada, and Bab Dada used to, Brahma Baba used to give some dress to me. In those days there were no foreign centers, but some Sindhi families used to live abroad. And in India there was no system of ready-made garments as now. So some Sindhi people used to bring some dresses and gave to Yajna. So Baba thought that I was officer. So Baba used to keep some dress for me. And whenever I will leave, so Baba will give me as Baba's token gift. So much so that I was considered best dressed officer in my company, because all my dresses were given by Baba and they were all imported ones in those days. So one such time, when I went to take leave from Baba, I was wearing my Lokesh father's dress, because on the last day you have to travel, so you put your Lokesh dress. So as usual, after meeting Baba, he told me, "Child, I have kept this dress for you." And just to show to Baba that how economical I am, I said, "Baba, look, I told the whole story that I have kept 30 dresses and look, Baba, how much this fits me." So Baba smiled and told me, "Child, if you will wear your Lokesh father's dress, you will remember your Lokesh father. If you will wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba." So I took that dress and I decided that all those 30 dresses I will bring to Yajna and surrender it here. So next time I surrendered those dresses, We used to come very often in those days. So next time when I came, so you know in Yajna nobody wears locking dresses. So Baba just distributed. So one brother was washing clothes here in Madhuban, and he was wearing my father's bhushat, because for doing such a job they were. So I remembered that this is my father's bhushat. So I just said, oh, he's wearing my father's bhushat. Then I learnt that even now, when I have surrendered all those dresses, even now I am remembering this is my father's bhushat. If I was wearing them all the time, then I will be only remembering my father. You can't do without it. So this is how Baba used to teach us. Now similarly, there is another incident. Whenever we came, one family used to have the privilege or good luck of having meals with Baba once. So one such time, myself, our whole family, and were having to have bhojan with Baba. So those were the days of mangoes. And my mother knew that I am fond of mangoes. So mangoes were given to each one of us. And my mother very politely, under the table, she gave her mango to me. Baba was sitting. She thought that Baba will not notice, very politely, and I also took it like that. So the meal was finished. After that, you know Baba's Brahmani Lachhu Behen. So Baba called Lachhu Behen and told her to bring a basket of mangoes and told me, child, you take it. So you see, this is also one incident. Now, they say, that we used to hear in bhakti, that souls which are yogi and which are spiritual, their company refreshes you. So I had one real experience of that. You know, from my city, I used to travel about 12 hours to Delhi. In those days, the trains were also slow, and there were windows open, no reservation like that. There used to be coal engine, and you hold your body and dress will be filled with coal, like that, smoke. From Delhi also, you come to Madhuban. So one such time I reached Pandav Bhavan at about 2:30 afternoon. So I was lodged in a room called Aeroplane. If you go to Pandav Bhavan, there are two rooms in the domes. That is the highest rooms. So I was lodged in the Aeroplane because I was so tired. I just went to that room. I thought it is now, everybody has taken meals. At tea time I will get up. So I just lay on the bed without even opening my bedding. With my shoes on, with my locking dress, I just lay. I thought I will take rest for 1 hour, 2 hours. Then I will go down. Now suddenly, I heard the sound of wooden sandals of Baba. Baba used to wear wooden sandals. Baba was coming up. So I thought, if Baba will see me in this form, black face with coal, and if Baba comes to my room, because the other room was not occupied, there were only two, and Baba looks at my belongings, how they are lying, it will not be good for me. So first thing I did, I came out, closed the door of my room from outside and stood there. I thought at least Baba will see me only. Achha. So Baba came, and every time Baba, wherever Baba would go, there will be children around, 2-3, and Baba will be talking to them, and Baba talked only Gyan. So Baba came up, saw me and said, child, you have come. did not look at my dress or body. Baba doesn't look, but I was having that feeling. Then straight away went to the water tank. There was a water tank. Baba got it opened. So Baba wanted to see if the tank was clean and there was no rust. So Baba started giving them Gyan. Look, child, just as this tank gets rusted, the soul gets rusted. So you have to clean it with, Baba used to call kerosene as ghaslet, with ghaslet and so on. Baba said, gave some Gyan, got it, inspected it and went down. Now Baba had just seen me only. But I felt so refreshed. No need for sleeping. You won't be able to sleep. You won't be able to lie. So fresh. I jumped two steps at one time down, went to the kitchen, made my tea. And after that, I didn't feel any need at all to take rest. So I experienced on that day that how just the company of elevated souls makes you fresh. Now similarly, there is another incident. After meals, Baba used to play with us. Baba had a simple game of cards just to please the children. You have seen Baba's room, so it was half of that. Now it is doubled. In half, fruits used to be kept, and every day Baba will inspect the fruits. The fruits which have ripened, Baba will give for use. So the other half, there is on the floor, you know, Baba used to sit. There is a pillow, and then there is Baba's bed. So that small room was there. So after meals, four of us used to go and play cards with Baba for half an hour or so. First time when Baba called me, I did not know to play cards at all. So Baba said, don't you go to club of your office? I said, Baba, I go only once in a year to audit the stocks in the club. I don't go. Then Baba said, you are so, Baba used to use some word, buttu or something. Anyhow, that was easy. Baba taught me. So every day we used to look to that playing of cards because we used to be very happy. And one of the persons used to be Baba's own son who has come here. So Baba's own son also used to come on vacations, and will be, if he is there, Baba will call him also. But what I noted was Baba will seat me by his side and his son at a distance. So I used to feel very happy that Baba is keeping his Laukik son there and me with his side. Now what I want to tell is, one such time, Baba did not call us. So I was just waiting outside Baba's room. So Lakshu Dadi came out. I said, Lakshu Dadi, Baba has not called. She said, wait, I will ask. So then she said, Baba says, bring your partners and come. So that day, Baba was reclining, not sitting straight, just as Baba is reclining, writing letter, reclining with a quilt on body. So first game itself, Baba lost. Normally, Baba never lost a game. We tried hard. Baba should lose one game. So we were very happy that Baba has lost the game, because when we would lose the game, after that we were asked to do like this, that we have lost. So we were thinking that how to tell Baba that Baba should do this. But then I thought something is wrong. So I asked Lakshu Dadi, Bhai, Baba is reclining. So she said that Baba has high fever. And still, because you people said Baba has called you. So you can imagine the Baba's love. So similarly, there are many, 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 many such stories. Now I will tell you, Baba became subtle. And when Baba became settled, first time when Baba came after that in another body, so we found that Baba was sitting in the same posture as Baba used to sit, and Baba gave us Amrit in the same posture which Sakar Baba used to give. So we could, apart from other things, we felt that only the body has changed, Baba has come in another body, but Baba is the same. And another incident took place, that in the evening, I used to go to the museum on the lake side for 1 hour or so to have a walk and also to attend to one or two visitors. So in those days, Baba used to come for 6 hours, 7 hours in Baba's room and meet parties. So I had already met Baba, and I just went out to the museum. When I came back at the gate itself, the brother on security said, Baba is calling you. Bab Dada. I went. So Baba told me, did you go to museum? I was very happy that Baba is sitting here meeting the parties, but Baba knows that I went to the museum. Then Baba said, two brothers were talking to each other on the table, and you sat there? I said, yes, Baba. So Baba said that, one of them is new and his stage is not good. And the other one was talking to him something which he should not have talked, and you were just listening. You did not speak anything, but even your sitting and listening there could cause disservice to that new soul. So Baba just draw my attention. But I felt very happy that Baba knows that I went there and I was sitting there and this thing was happening. So it means that Baba is keeping full attention of the children. So that is also another incident. Now, when Baba becomes subtle, so Baba, I had no intention or no idea that I will surrender full time, because I was doing my job and also doing godly service. 17 long years I was doing the job, and also because after you become very well known in your company, they don't bother whether you come to office or not. You do your work and you are free. So out of 52 Sundays, about 48 weekends I will be out doing godly service. Now, Baba sees the soul and makes plans for his well-being. So one time I went to Baba, Avyakta Baba. Baba just asked me, have you made anyone Apsaman? Apsaman means like of you. I thought that I am going to leave my body. So Baba is saying, you have made Apsaman. Baba wants that somebody else should do the service I am doing. So in my mind I was thinking, Baba is saying, you make Apsaman. But Baba smiled and told me, it is not what you are thinking. So I said, okay. Then Baba said, it is good to make one Apsaman, because sometime when you are, you don't get leave or you are not well, so somebody should be able to go in your place. So sitting there itself, instantly, two faces emerged before me in that area where I was serving. One was of one brother called Amir Chandji, and other was brother Lakshmanji. So though both used to be in our most of the programs. So I thought, okay, I will make them Apsaman. After that, till I came next time to Baba, I started telling them that you go on this program, I am not able to go, and you go. So I was satisfied that I have made Apsaman. So now when I went to Baba, I said, Baba, I have made Apsaman. Then Baba said, have you ever lived at a center as a surrendered BK? I said, Baba, I had taken 21 days leave and made a museum in Karol Bagh Center where all-rounder Dadi was there. Baba said, no, not like that. Not as a guest or as a visitor, as a surrendered BK. I said, Baba, no. Then Baba told me, if you surrender, and then there is some clash of sanskar, then sometime their people are not comfortable. I didn't know what for Baba is telling me. After that, the meeting was over. Third time I went. Then Baba asked me, child, you are doing both Laukik service and godly service. Which one you prefer? Will you like that you should continue like this, or you can do godly service alone? I thought that I am very comfortable. I am officer, I am given good salary, good house, car, and I can go anywhere, anytime. And I am also doing godly service. Even my stenographer had, his book was full of my notes, because I used to do some magazine of Baba. So I said, Baba, I am comfortable, both, doing both. Then Baba asked me, tell me preference. In India they say 19-20, 19-20. What you prefer? Means 19 or 20 means that if you prefer to do only godly service, you say 20. Again I thought, but again I thought that I am very comfortable. So I said, Baba, I am comfortable. Okay. Then next to me was a sister from Gujarat. She was a school teacher. She straight away requested to Baba, Baba, I want to leave my job as a teacher and I want to become godly teacher full time. Then to her, Baba pointed towards me, said, look at him. You think that I have kept you as teacher. Whenever Baba wants, Baba will give you godly service also. That meeting also finished. Now, after that, the Dadis in Pandav Bhavan, they called me and they said that we have taken a big house in Delhi. Up to 1972, excepting Mount Abu, there was no owned building of Brahma Kumaris anywhere in India, all rented. So the Dadis had taken a big house and they felt that it's a very big house and one brother should be there. Otherwise brother used to do Laukik job and sister only used to do godly service. So they asked me that my corporation in which I was working, it had 8 big companies all over India. And headquarters was in Delhi. Incidentally, I remember another incident. In my company, when they made a new company, they used to send old experienced officer to the new company by paying a little more money. So one such time, first time, I asked Brahma Baba. They had opened a company in Assam. And in those days, Assam, there was no center also. So I asked Brahma Baba that they are sending me to Assam and there is no center in Assam also. Should I take this change? No, child. Baba doesn't go out. There, you know, there is 9 months rain and there is mosquitoes And also Baba described my city. Baba never came there, only Mama came. As if Baba knows, there are mosquitoes, there are rain, and in your city there is river, there is lake, and canals, village facilities, as if Baba had seen. So Baba had stopped me not to get transferred. So for all the 17 years, I was in one place only. I will decline my promotion. So now, I forgot the original story I was telling. The dadis said to me that the big house has been taken and you get yourself transferred to Delhi in your headquarters. Now, remaining 17 years at one place is like, you know, the job is only some signing, some papers, everyone knows you. And getting to headquarters means all the financial problems of 8 companies coming to you. And if you want to do justice, you won't even take your entitled leave. But to say of the leave we used to take, go to Kumbh Mela, write medical leave, nothing. So, and then the office was on the other side of Delhi, in South Delhi. This house, now Panda Bhavan, which was taken, was this side. So about 1 hour of travel, both sides, and then also working there. So I told Dadiji, what use I will be to you? I will get tired in the office. I can't take extra leave. I travel 1 hour and take shower, eat food, sleep, do morning class, again go. So what use I will be to you? So Baba made me to say myself, if you want, then I have done this job for 17 years. Let me leave it and let me... Okay. Dadi said, as you like. So now, I came... I decided that I will leave the job, come to Panda Bhavan. When I came back with the intention of resigning my job, you know there is post some coming to your house. So at the center there were 4 or 5 letters and one of them was for an interview for the higher post in my own company. Now normally, if you are going to leave your job, it doesn't matter to you whether you are on a higher job or lower job, you won't appear for interview. So still, Sister Mohini, you know who is in Dadi cottage, she used to live with me as a teacher and she was a good trans messenger. So I thought I will ask Baba. I sent her, requested her to go to Baba and tell that I am going to resign my job and this interview has come. I think I should not appear in this interview. I should just resign my job. But she brought the message, no, Baba says you appear for the interview. I thought, but why? Even if I appear for the interview, I will resign. And now also I am going to resign. Why should I appear for the interview? And I remembered 4 lines like this in my original interview. Then I said again, sister, you ask Baba. I am not able to understand. Why should I appear for interview? Now see Baba's reply. Baba said, tell him that when he leaves his job, even he is doing government godly service, people will ask, who are you? So if you were in a higher post, that will also do service. You see, I was deputy finance manager. The post was for finance manager. If I resign as deputy finance manager, every time I will say I was deputy finance manager. But if I resign as finance manager, they will say he was senior officer. Okay, now Baba has said, I will go. Now I tell you again, you have heard how Baba helped me in taking the job. Now see how here also Baba helped me. I used to do my job. No other botheration, never thought of anything else about the company and all that, what are the products being made. You will be surprised that out of 17 years of service, for 12 years I did not enter that factory. My office was outside, I will go. Only when there was need, I went there. So, now they called me for interview. This one was a very big interview in Delhi. A government officer is there. Three general managers from our other companies, big board. And I was the first to be called. I had no stake because I was to resign. So they saw my file and they said, they used to call me Mr. Anand. Mr. Anand, we are seeing that for 17 years you have been in one place. If we give you this job, you have to go to some other factory. I told them that you all know I have a Brahma Kumari center in my house and there is no private accommodation, so my circumstances remain the same. I said like this. Just then, the telephone bell rang and the chairman, who was a government person, he was called by the minister in Delhi. He said, "Minister is calling me." They said, "What should we do with the interview?" He said, "You take, I will come back soon." So now see how the trend changed. They all got relaxed. They said, "What are your hobbies?" Now see, the interview is for finance manager post. What are your hobbies? I thought, then I said, my hobby is spiritual study. Okay, spiritual study. Have you read Gita? Now, after taking Gyan, I never read any books. But one, this Gita, when I had graduated, one big businessman had given distributed Gita to all the graduates. So I had read, not in Sanskrit, but Hindi translation. And after Gyan also, I had again read and marked in the empty pages which point is where is Saravyapi and like that. Nothing beyond. So I said, yes, I have read Gita, but I have full understanding of Gita. Then they asked me, which is the most important shloka of Gita. Now I know what the worldly people ask, but I can't render it in Sanskrit. So I told them, to me it is manmana bhav madhya jiva. Now they again nodded like this, because they don't understand why they have some other one. So I said, I told you manmana bhav, God says, you remember me. But if you do not know who is God, whom will you remember? Sri Krishna is a body. They could not understand. They said, no. Then they asked me, okay, supposing one person is going on the road and another one is going behind him with a dagger and you are watching, what will you do as per Gita? Now see the interview post of finance manager and see the question. I told them, I am not afraid of my body, of my death, but I don't take law in my own hand. So I will look for some policeman. Then they again lauded like this. Then last one, he said, okay, the one who is being chased, supposing he is your real brother, what will you do as per Gita? I said, if he is my real brother, there is some karmic account by which he has become my real brother and my responsibility is a little more. So I will see what I can do. Then another one said, it is 9 minutes, let him go. So 9 minutes had passed. They let me go, they selected me and I resigned. So you see, Baba's power working throughout. So such like are these stories. Now the time is up. But one thing is there, I have never experienced any. If I was not Baba's child, which I all those things I would have experienced. you know, it is easy to do other things. ABK, loss of money is nothing, loss of job is nothing, loss of your mother is nothing. But supposing something happened to your body, then what will happen? So I was so sensitive about my body that when I was a child, the family doctor was called in rainy season to give cholera injection. And I used to run away like that. Everything, very powerful soul, but body. So I used to think that supposing something happens to my body and my stage is not good, then what type of BK I am? And all BKs will say he is only theoretical BK. So this test also I passed. And Baba helped me so much, that you see I cannot describe. So for me now that is also gone. So all situations as if Baba is standing here. And so easy and doing godly service. Okay? Om Shanti.
Baba.